Howdy folks, it's me, the Wasp _. And this is long overdue. You might be wondering why I am doing a bonus episode about Inside Out, which was back in episode 15. And this is coming out right after episode 19. Okay, look. The trouble is that this episode was supposed to come out right after the Inside Out episode, because Kirby Fan had already done an episode where she talked about Incredibles and why she loved the Incredibles, why Incredibles is her favorite film. Pixar film. Possibly film of all time. And we promised each other that we were going to do one for our own personal favorites. The trouble was that the week that my episode was due, I was really swamped with work and bogged down with a lot of different obligations, and I just could not get around to doing what I was supposed to be doing. And then I was like, okay, well, I can do that after the next episode. And then that deadline passed, and then the next, and then the next, and the next. It was dawning on me, perhaps, that maybe what's really happening is that I fear this, much like the classic emotion surprise. I fear confronting this, because unlike Kirby Fan's half hour long diatribe about the Incredibles, even though Inside Out is my favorite Pixar film, I still have a really hard time talking about, I don't know what else I can really say about Inside Out, so I figured that I might as well just talk about what are the remainders on my notes and just see how long I can go for this, which is, I don't think, very long at all. Now, the first thing I want to say is something that, this is just a nice little note just to show the kind of attention to detail that they put into this film that I just adore so much. Consider this, if you haven't noticed, that at the end of the film, they make right with Riley and they make right with Sadness. At the ending, when they're showing all the different islands of personalities, consider that Family Island has the Golden Gate. Wonderful. I can't say enough just how clever that little thing is, that it symbolizes Riley's acceptance of San Francisco, an acceptance that this is her new home, which is really touching, and it's something that is it's never expressed in words, but that detail alone is like, you got it. Beautiful, beautifully done. It's so efficient, it's so economical, and it's so clever. I just love that sort of stuff. Another thing I want to talk about real quick, that I don't think we really got to talk about in the episode was, well, we did talk about him, but not in the extent that I feel like we should have. Bing Bong! Bing Bong, the imaginary friend. Can I point out that the, I want to go into this one real quick. To set it up, that you see, you first see a Bing Bong, and he's an imaginary friend who is lost without a purpose, waiting for another chance to play with Riley. And it's pretty similar to Jumping Ahead. Consider, like, Woody in Toy Story 4, just that sort of, or perhaps like in Toy Story 3, just that sort of like dying to play, the dying to make somebody happy. And there's like a small little bit of darkness when he just starts to think about, like, it's just been so long, and it's just like, maybe it's not gonna work out after all. And Joy tried to shut it down and just says, hey. Let's try to get you back with Riley. And he brightens up again, and then they move on to the quest. Later on, they found Bing Bong's wagon that's going to get thrown out into the pit, the dump, whatever, however that was called. I didn't get the... I was planning to rewatch this movie, and I decided I'm just going to BS through it. The wagon goes into the dump, and Bing Bong is just, like, shocked. He just feels, like, numb. And Joy, being Joy, doesn't really know what to do with this. He tries to just, like, cheer Bing Bong up and tries to do, like, funny faces. And it becomes clear that, A, she really doesn't know what to do. And B, she's really just, it feels very much like, like she's treating Bing Bong as a downer, at least for right now. And she's just really invested in just moving along and just trying to get to the end of the quest. So Joy just walks away, and that sort of stuff really stings. But then sadness comes in, and all sadness really can do is just make Bing Bong sad again. And that's exactly what sadness does. And he cries candy, and he just thinks about, like, the times they've had together, the great line, "Once we went back in time, we had breakfast twice that day," which is kind of the gem, of course. And Joy is just looking at this like, oh god, what is happening? This is getting us nowhere. And then Bing Bong finishes crying and is like, okay, I feel a little better now. Let's get going. And Joy is shocked. Like, this is the first time she's seen sadness have use and purpose. Because for the entirety, from up to this point, Joy sees sadness as a burden. And she just doesn't know how to handle sadness, and she just all she sees is that when sadness goes, the fun stops. And it's this moment right here that becomes a clue. It becomes a clue for the ending of the film when, spoilers, Joy has to give in. And this is the part that I really love. When they finished up after Bing Bong, Joy said to Sadness, what did you do?" And Sadness said something to the effect of, "I just listened to what he had to say." And not only is that, like, a really thoughtful thing to do for a friend, when you think about it, that's a really thoughtful thing to do to a human that you're supposed to be a responsible emotion to, because Joy has been spending. Up until this point, she's been spending the whole time not listening to Riley, because Riley is just feeling really, like everybody else in the headquarters, is just feeling really burdened and scared and frustrated with San Francisco, with this new town, with mom and dad being kind of distant, with hockey not being the same it is, with Riley's best friend, like, is. It seems like there's some sort of, like, disconnect between them. What is happening? And she is scared. She has all these, like her emotions are going to fry, and there's all this stress going around. And Riley is forcing herself. Joy is forcing Riley to just try to grin and bear it, because that's what mom asked her to do. And it wears on her. It just destroys Riley. And it's at the end where Joy listened to what Riley had to say. And that's beautiful. I love that so much. It's so touching. It's so I don't want to use this hashtag term, relatable, but it feels so close to home, this simple concept of just listening to your emotion. I'm sure you listening at home have met people. I'm sure you've met people that like just try to like shut down their emotions, or they assume that the emotions are just wearing them, holding them back, is wearing them down. It's making them illogical, and it's just not the case. It is very illogical to ignore your own emotions and to just assume that you can just grin and bear it through when you have real problems, real internal problems that you're just gonna have to fix on your own time. You have to do some MF self-care. And maybe that's not all that Inside Out is about, but it's a big part of that. Just about being honest, being emotionally honest. And it not even necessarily that you have to like say how you feel, just have to acknowledge how you feel. You have to know where you're coming from and what this sort of frustration in the background, where it's coming from. And just for a moment, just think about where you are and what you want to do. And it can feel very it can feel very scary, because it's especially like at the moment, all it is just sadness, and it just feels like decaying, and it feels like awful, and you want to, it doesn't feel good in the moment. But I think what's really fantastic about Inside Out is that it's not about the moment. It's about the long term. And this sort of honesty can also create this sort of emotional complexity, which is also a lovely moment in the ending, where you see all the different orbs that have the different tints of emotions, showing that Riley is starting to come to terms with like the complexity of emotions and not being so. I mean, it's very simplified psychology. Don't use this as actual psychology, but it's a very helpful tool for children. And honestly, I feel like this sort of message just hasn't been, it really needs to be drilled out further to even adults, because it's just so easy to go through life, go through a routine of just plugging through for the next day and not confronting your own turmoil, your own frustration, your own fears, and just being honest. And just thinking about it. It could be so scary, but I think like, could the what makes that ending of Riley crying with her parents is that like throughout it they're talking about how much they miss the place they're no longer at, that it just feels scary to be in a new place and not have the same friends, not have the same like locale, the stuff you just hook your whole life to. And I can relate, because it's, you know, I've moved from my home state, and I can't say there's too much I missed about New Jersey, because it's New Jersey. But I do miss my family, and I do miss my friends, and it can often feel like lonely. But just kind of like just thinking about like what you don't have, and turning that into what you do have, what you can still appreciate, what you can still do while you're here, while you're in this new locale, it doesn't even have to be about moving. It can just be about being in a new situation. It could be about being having a new job, having a new relationship. Somebody close to you that's no longer with you in one way or another. It's this change that's scary. And maybe it's just better to just, like, I don't know, be honest? Just actually express how you feel? That's one big thing I can say. Be honest with you. Another small detail I realized is that in the playing cards, you can see that the king card is dad, the queen card is mom, and the jack card is Riley, which is it's never acknowledged, but it's a clever little detail that kind of tells you how Riley sees her parents and how she sees the family in general. That part I really like. And I think that's about it. Yeah. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Your regularly scheduled episode will return shortly. And Random, it's your turn